Vancouver is blanketed by the another heavy snowfall. The winter storm, which arrived in the region Saturday, February 25, evening, forced numerous TransLink delays and cancellations, power outages, and park closures. It also served as the perfect backdrop for breathtaking, frosty photos. While the City of Vancouver has a snow removal plan in place, it asks residents to help out as well. Otherwise, locals may face a fine. The city has been putting salt or brine on all of the major roads, bridges, viaducts, bus routes, roads adjacent to hospitals, schools, care facilities, pedestrian pathways, and the 16 most used bike routes ahead of the storm. Once the snow arrived, the city deployed its fleet of 100 snow removal vehicles and equipment. Residential side streets are not included in the city's treatment plans unless they happen to correspond with a priority hill or provide access to hospitals and schools. Vancouver property owners and occupants are responsible for clearing snow and ice from the full width of sidewalks in front of and, if on a corner lot, alongside their property each day by 10 a.m. when there is snow on the sidewalks or freezing temperatures. There is a city-endorsed snow angel program that matches volunteers with homes of people with mobility issues who aren't able to shovel their walks. The city also warns of the overuse of salt, which can cause harm to pets and other wildlife, including plants, and pollute water. They ask that the public uses it sparingly, only after the snow is removed, and to clear up any excess. When does Vancouver start issuing fines for sidewalk snow removal? A spokesperson for the City of Vancouver tells VIA that during the first snowfall of the season, the city focuses on reminders, re-education, and encouragement as opposed to enforcement and fines. As many people are unprepared for the season's first snowfall, we usually take a softer approach and focus on information sharing, the spokesperson shares. However, once the snow education campaign is well underway, issuing fines becomes a bigger focus for the city. Since the late February snowstorm isn't Vancouver's first snowfall of the season, residents can expect to start receiving fines for unshoveled snow. The minimum fine is $250 per charge, but fines can be greater depending on the details of the case against the property, explains the spokesperson. With files from Alana Shepherd and Ali Turner.